AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. The showman coming out in Donald Trump on a visit to Green Bay, Wisconsin.
How do you like my garbage truck?
Climbing into a garbage truck with his name on the side.
It's in honor of Kamala and Joe Biden.
To draw attention to a comment made by President Biden.
Joe Biden should be ashamed of himself if he knows what he's even doing. And she should be ashamed because she shouldn't let him do it. She's the vice president. But I assume she's acting as the president.
Trump and other Republicans have tried to change the narrative after a comedian at a weekend Trump rally disparaged Puerto Rico as a floating island of garbage.
I don't know anything about the comedian. I don't know who he is. I've never seen him.
Vice President Kamala Harris at a rally in Madison, Wisconsin.
I pledge then to listen to experts, to those who will be impacted by the decisions I make, and to people who disagree with me. Because look, unlike Donald Trump, I don't believe people who disagree with me are the enemy. He wants to put them in jail. I'll give them a seat at my table.
South Korea's military says North Korea's test launched a suspected long-range missile designed to strike the continental U.S. Lisa Dwyer has details.
South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff says it detected a ballistic missile launch from North Korea's capital region. The weapon was launched on a high angle and is suspected of being a long-range ballistic missile. The launch was North Korea's first known ballistic test since September 18th, when Kim Jong-un supervised tests of a new type of ballistic missile and a strategic cruise missile apparently built to deliver nuclear warheads. The launch also comes amid concerns that North Korea has dispatched troops to Russia, which is fighting a war against Ukraine. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The Pentagon says those North Korean troops are being outfitted with Russian uniforms and equipment and are moving toward Ukraine. And international mediators are circulating new proposals to halt the wars in Lebanon and Gaza. This is AP News. In Spain, flash floods have killed at least 95 people. Charles de Ledesma has a report.
The Spanish Civil Guard rescues an elderly woman and her dog from floodwaters. Footage filmed by the organization showing the personnel using an inflatable boat to carry out the rescue in Catama. Emergency services across Andalusia, Valencia and Castilla-La Mancha also made multiple rescues as people were caught up in flash floods after rainstorms, and some of the rescues were made by helicopter. The storms are forecast to continue through Thursday. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
And a new UN report finds coral reefs in crisis and at risk of extinction. Research shows 77% of the world's coral reefs are being affected by bleaching this year, the fourth mass bleaching and the largest on record, affecting reefs in both hemispheres. It's prompted an emergency session at the UN Biodiversity Conference underway in Colombia. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Levi's, Plow and Hearth, Adidas, Sephora, and Neiman Marcus. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. And it's easy to use. And you get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten. Rakuten.com.